T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this beautiful Tuesday morning, now 2 days removed from yet another awesome Eagles win, just dominating so far this season. We'll get into a lot of that. Safety Marcus Epps will be with us in studio today for about 45 minutes. So we look forward to talking to him. Your opportunity to talk to him as well. We'll get to the 76ers with training camp starting up today. Media day was yesterday. And, of course, the Phillies, the stretch run begins. 10 games to go and time for the Phils to get it done. Look, we'll talk about it all with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hello, pal.
Kimono is actually made up of two Japanese words, ki meaning wear and mono meaning thing. So kimono means thing to wear.
Wow.
You know what a kimono is?
Something you wear.
Yeah, it's like the most famous
you know
garment.
What?
Yeah, it's a garment that you put over your body.
Japanese culture.
He didn't know.
No,
he
gave it away too quickly. I did. I thought, let me put it this way, I thought I did.
There you go.
I thought I did. Huh. So, yeah, I'm on that, Sean.
Okay.
I got
Have you
that.
Ever worn a kimono?
That would be a negative. Yeah, that would be a negative. Have you?
Yeah.
And why?
I could see you being a kimono
like a
guy.
Who, me or Richie?
You, comfort. It's like
yeah.
a super comfortable
it
thing
is up
to wear.
Your alley.
Yeah.
How does it compare to a robe?
It's
more
very
comfortable.
Similar.
It's like a more comfortable robe.
Because I love like a big, bushy robe, you know?
Yeah, this
you
is can, big and bushy. This is good stuff.
You can
yeah.
get a bushy kimono.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the Burrs if we can. Seltzer.
Let's.
Seltzer, I don't know why you got a goofy smile on your face, but knock it off back there. All right, so, John, let's attack this way. We think we maybe have like a really super great team here. Like not just a great team, but a great, great, great team. It can't possibly probably be as good as we think it is, but I don't know, maybe it is. I mean, maybe the Eagles are just this good. Maybe they're gonna face teams all year and just throttle fools. Euro 4 squad, by the way, did that for most of the year. Ultimately didn't win the Super Bowl, got to the Super Bowl, made us proud, fell short in the end. Didn't you get a team like 2017? Looks great, is great, dominates, beats Brady, beats Belichick. I mean, look, it can go either way. And then, by the way, a lot of other things before you even get to the Super Bowl can go wrong. We've seen that plenty of times. John, as we try to assess today at 215-592-9494 just how good this football team is, I'm curious what hits you and what hits everyone, because what hits me is right now, I think the Eagles are great. And I expect for the just a bunch of weeks up ahead to turn on the TV or go to the game and just like see a win. But we also know it's not really supposed to be that easy. It's not supposed to be that smooth. So I'm curious, John, like the pitfalls that could come, you know, just the issues with the team that strike you as like, hey, let's have some perspective here and be aware of this. Mm-hmm. John, take the lead on this. What first off, what is your mindset right now about how good or great this team is? And what hits you as something that could lurk?
I think this team is the class of the NFC.
You think that's legit?
Yes, I do. I you know, I worry about the Packers and the Bucks
sure.
and where they'll be at the end of the season.
Yep.
But right now, you know, I would feel confident heading into a game against those teams that we would come out victorious, yep. you know, 7 out of 10 times. I don't know.
I'll say this.
Times.
I'll tell you this about the Bucks, though. I think
playing better than they are.
Well, I agree with that, but Brady's going to get something together.
Yes.
Like, I remember when Brady lost in 2020 to Nick Foles, and the Bucks got to, like, oh, I don't know, 6-4, whatever that record was. And he broke that tablet, smashed that tablet, and then, like, they didn't lose the rest of the year. So a guy like Brady, who I agree with you, right now, John, the Eagles look better. Mm-hmm. But I also know he'll find a way to rally his guys, because he pretty much always does.
Yes. and that's why he's the GOAT.
That's why he's the GOAT.
We are playing at such a high level. We're functional. We're healthy. You know, that is number one. You know, count our blessings on that front. But it feels like, you know, their focus is to stay healthy, and they're doing everything that, you know, new age to keep guys that way.
Yep.
Jalen has been so outstanding. Jalen won't play this perfectly in every game. You know, he's still a 24-year-old quarterback. And we're so lucky that he's under center for this team, but I can't expect that he's going to have a season of 17 games where he's on and locked in and you know, accurate and making those split-second decisions the right way every time. The best quarterbacks have off games. You know, I watch Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady throw the ball, worm burn the ball to a receiver every once in a while.
Yep.
We've seen Jalen, holy cow, talking about the, you know, the turnovers, the just the how shrewd he's been in controlling the ball and protecting the ball. The other guys get paid too. The other guys are pro, you know, defensive coordinators and defensive players, and they're doing everything in their power to make him look worse. So I am really excited about where he is.
Yeah.
I don't expect to see the sheer dominance that we've seen all season long. So that's number one on the list. Number two, heading into the game against the Washington Commies, I was very concerned that our pass rush was sort of a mirage, you know, like that we weren't able to get pressure unless we sent extra defenders, and that guys like, you know, Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox, they just didn't have the oomph that they once did anymore. And then we played a quarterback in Carson Wentz who had no idea what he was doing out there, and it really helped our cause. I don't know how much of the sacks, the 9 sacks that we were able to tally, how much of that was good coverage, because we do have great cover guys behind things. How much of that was good D-line? How much of that was terrible Carson? And it's, you know, every week this will unfold further. We'll get a better idea of how good the D-line can be. Maybe it's just the D-line needed to play their way into, you know, football readiness. I don't know. But I do know that Carson had a lot to do with that defensive success this last week.
As did the Washington offensive line.
Yes.
Because they're not a great unit, and the Eagles feasted. I do wonder, John, that D-line, like, it's hard for me to imagine they're truly out of the woods. Because I've seen – look, Fletcher played a great game. He really did. He played a great game.
He sure did.
But I've also seen over the last couple of years him play many, many more not great games than great games.
Right.
So it's like, so am I just to believe – so, look, we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. I mean, do you think the Eagles are truly just this good? Like, this is it? Like, this is what we got? Like, just dominant, and that's the way it's going to be, and – lock in a 14-3 and lock in a 1 seed and lock in the inside path to the Super Bowl. Is it actually that simple, or are there other aspects here that you think maybe we haven't examined enough, pitfalls that could still come?
I'll tell you what, it did feel pretty good watching, you know, opponents in our division face off last night and look, you know, less than dominant.
John, I'll say this about that. Here's where I am on that issue. When we talk about the Eagles, and this is rare, this is really rare what I'm about to say, all I think about is the conference at this point. I don't even think about the division. I mean, we had a Twitter poll yesterday about the Giants or Dallas, but I
don't know how realistic that
is. It's just hard for me to imagine.
I think we're skipping ahead. We might be skipping too far ahead.
I don't know about that, John. I find it really hard to believe that the division is a threat to the Eagles. I mean, I find that really – I think they are – clearly good enough.
I think that we have played better than everyone else in our conference.
Well, that's
thus
true.
Far.
By the way, how amazing is it, John, if that Detroit game had gone 5 more minutes?
Yeah, right.
Eagles probably would have lost the game, and they'd be 2.
I think so.
And they'd be 2-1, and we'd all be singing a different tune.
Yes, and that's a good point. I am a little bit worried about our offensive line. There was, you know, 2 games ago, you had a smart Vikings coaching staff saying, hey, officials, make sure you check the downfield blocking thing.
Right.
And it did feel like we corrected it against the Commies. But, you know, with our RPO approach, it is sort of a nebulous thing where we're on the front end of something here. And we do block downfield when it's a pass. You know, they're run blocking on pass plays. And, if we have a step too far here or there, great plays can get called back. I do worry about that concept. I also worry about our left guard position. I don't know what's going on with Landon Dickerson. Landon Dickerson was in and out. Well, not he had, I don't know, the majority of the snaps against the Commanders. But you had Sua Opeta in there. Sua Opeta started the second half. Sua Opeta was in there when we were backed up on the goal line when we gave up that safety. And Sua Opeta, you know, he's not as good as I want. I don't think he holds up to the same standard as the other guys on that O-line. And Landon Dickerson has been inconsistent this year.
Well, you know, so it's funny when you bring up the left guard. I hear you, but then I also say, man, that might mean our team's really good. Because, I mean, James,
nitpicky.
If we're at the point where we're nitpicking Landon Dickerson versus frickin' Opeta, then, you know, maybe we should just book the Super Bowl trip right now. Look, 215-592-9494.
I got one more.
All jokes aside, special teams haven't been very good. I mean, look,
that's a great point.
Think of it this way, guys. The punter is below average. They've had a blocked field goal. They've dropped punts. You
kickoff
know,
kickoff returns. The whole thing.
Say it again?
Kickoff returns, too.
Yeah,
bad.
The Quez Watkins kickoff returns were bad. So that, to this point this year, I would say that's been the weakest aspect of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not so.
Well, what are you thinking?
I am worried about our short yardage situation. And I'll talk about
on offense.
On offense, our when it's third and short, it doesn't feel like we have. It's a different game now than it once was. And
where's LeGarrette Blount?
Into that a little bit. Yeah,
where's LeGarrette Blount when you need him?
It doesn't feel like we have a consistent plan to get that short, 2 yards.
All right, so it's all on the table. 215-592-9494. 3 games in. How do you assess the Eagles? Couple facts. And they're all great here. They're 3-0. They've dominated 2 teams in a row. They have the best odds in the NFC to reach the Super Bowl. They are, for those that don't know, currently projected to be the favorite in every remaining regular season game this year. Ladies and gentlemen, let me repeat that. If I was a lawyer in front of the jury, I'd say, let me repeat that for effect. Ladies and gentlemen, the Eagles are favorite, as of right now, for every remaining regular season game this year. So look, maybe they are just this good. Maybe they will be just this dominant. And maybe it's that simple. Or maybe there are other aspects to it. 215-592-9494. How do you size it up? The Birds through 3 games and where they head from here on an exciting time to be an Eagles fan and a very rare time for us as Philadelphia sports fans to feel this good. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.